They had to show feet. They had to. Who made the call? I want to know who decided we've got to show some toe jam here on Bet Sweats. What the hell is going on? It's the debut of 10 Toes Down. We think it's going to be awesome, but you guys have to decide on how much you like this segment, 10 Toes Down. As you could tell from the open, what we think it's going to be, hot take, fire take. What you got? Put all 10 toes down, Femi. Put them down. What's your hot take in sports as we enter the start of the NFL season? That's what we're going to do. And everybody's going to be involved. It's not just myself and Sam. Paul's got one. Jake, and it's going to be the return of Gurch on Air. Sam, I mean, the people are demanding more Gurch. Wasn't that true when you were going to shut the podcast off? No. I need more of this guy. I need more anti-David Bowie takes.
That intro was incredible. And they got our guy Thor Nystrom in there telling me that I'm going to go in the wood chipper, and then he went in the wood chipper. Very good. Very well done. Very well done on 10 Toes Down. I guess I'll go first. I don't know the order. I just decided that I'm going to go first, and then we're going to go five across. So myself, Joe, Paul, Jake, Gurch all have something. And I don't know what the penalty is. Paul was asking earlier, if we get a prediction or a take extremely wrong, do we lose a toe? I don't know. I don't know the rules. We've never done this segment before. But I will start, okay? The New England Patriots, not only are they missing the playoffs, but they are the most overrated team in the NFL right now. And I understand there's upside there, and people are very excited about Mike Vrabel. But you were also very excited about Gerard Mayo. Because remember, Bill Belichick lost his fastball. I moved to Boston in December of 2020. And I had to hear about how Mac Jones was the next coming of Christ. And that did not work out. And then they fired the coach. And then they hired a new offensive coordinator. And then they got a new head coach. And then Mac didn't work. Oh, it was Mac's fault. So now Drake May's the answer. Got it. So now he's the savior. Okay. So you pair Mac Jones and Gerard Mayo. Oh, well, Gerard Mayo's not a good coach. Okay, got it. So now we're going to go get Mike Vrabel. And he's going to fix everything on a team that went 4-13 last year. That is also starting a left tackle and a left guard that are rookies. With a quarterback that I don't even know is good yet. People are excited about it. People are fantasy excited about it. I think they're going to lose week one. So my 10 toes down is that the Las Vegas Raiders, with Geno Smith, Ashton Jeanty, Max Crosby, and former Patriots coach Pete Carroll, come into Foxborough Sunday and upset the Patriots. Raiders over the Pats, 20-17, 10 toes down.
Love it. Love it. Calling a shot on the Raiders, week number one. Patriots Nation, I know you're hearing from them. I know for a fact. You haven't talked much about, I'm hearing from them. 6:27 a.m., I'm getting a text about your Patriots thoughts about how are they possibly going to lose to the Raiders. Yes, the people are upset with you, and I hope that you're proven right, because that would be a beautiful thing. I'm sure there's going to be people taking New England in Survivor because they think Vrabel is that good. We'll see. Sammy's 10 toes down. Raiders win outright on the road as a dog this week. All right. Mine is related to a quarterback that changed teams. Sam Darnold. He was fifth in passing yards in the NFL last year. Over 4,300 yards. 35 touchdowns. Sixth in the NFL in yards per attempt. Okay. That's pretty awesome. Here's the problem. He's going from Kevin O'Connell to Clint Kubiak. And I know a lot of people like Kubiak, and they talk about his dad. How'd things go in New Orleans last year? He still had weapons. I know they're older, but you know, obviously the quarterback play not good. That Saints offense was brutal. This is a JSN show, but you are going from one of the best in the game, Justin Jefferson, to JSN as your number one. You are going from Jordan Addison, who had a ton of touchdowns last year, 9 of them. Jefferson had 10, Addison had 9, to Cooper Kupp, a guy that we don't know if he has anything left. And they move on from DK Metcalf. The situation is not the same. I'm not buying that Sam Darnold learned a lot. He's going to go from breakout player to a quarterback breaking down. He's going to go from the Pro Bowl to the toilet bowl. My 10 toes down, Sam Darnold will not be a top 20 quarterback this year. We might see some lock time. We might see some Milrow time. I'm not buying Seattle at all, and I'm not buying that Sam Darnold backs up what he did in Minnesota.
Fair, fair. I like it.
All right. Let's bring the fellas in. It's time for Paul. The Kelly Green hat is on. He's ready for the season opener tonight, Eagles and Cowboys. Paul, what is your 10 toes down?
If you know, you know, there's a Philly angle to this, but not directly. Marvin Harrison Jr. will have the best season. We'll put a number on. We'll have the most yards of any year two wide receiver. You look at the totals. Brian Thomas Jr., 1150.5. Neighbors, 1150.5. Marvin, 975.5. Worthy, 900. Odunze, 875.5. You want to add him, Pearsall, and Leggett. Those are the round one guys. So, look, Marvin, no bones about it. Had a disappointing year one as a top five pick. Look at this schedule, guys. 7 of the first 8 games in a dome. At New Orleans, dome. Name a corner on New Orleans. Panthers at home in a dome. Okay, they're at San Francisco. Seattle at home in their dome. Tennessee at home in their dome. At Indy, dome. Green Bay at home, dome. At wow. Dallas, dome. 7 of 9 of their first 9 in a dome. 8 of their first 10 in a dome. 13 of their 17 games are in a dome. So I think Kyler's going to put up a bunch of yards. Marvin is going to have the season we expected from Marvin Harrison Jr. as a top five pick. So he will have more yards than Brian Thomas, Neighbors, Worthy, Odunze this season.
He's been forgotten about a little bit, right?
Yeah.
Like one year that wasn't great, he didn't meet expectations, and I'm not going to say he's been completely written off, but Sam, that's a pretty good case there. The schedule makers are making it very kind on Arizona. At least they won't be dealing with the elements. Like the only one outside, even late, they're at Tampa. They're at Houston, at Cincinnati. Maybe that's bad weather, week 17, and then at the LA Rams. Like there might be one game all year where they're dealing with the elements.
Any bets to be made there aside from over the total? Is there a longer shot on offensive player of the year, Paul?
I bet the 100-1. I don't think it can win because of the 100, you know, the year two wide receiver, even a Justin Jefferson. There's not a precedent for that. But especially looking at this early slate, like maybe that's something where he becomes at the top of the board after the first month, first 6 weeks, and you can flip it or. I mean, we don't like to do cash outs on this show, but maybe there's a way to monetize that at 100-1. And there's a stray 100-1. A lot of places are 50. So I did bet the 100-1 because at that number, I just kind of had to. When guys, again, if you're doing the year two wide receiver, and Joe, I know you mentioned this bet yesterday, but if Brian Thomas Jr. is 35-1, I got to place a bet on Marvin at 100.
Sure. Sure.
I think you could bet over 6.5 touchdowns. I think, honestly, over 6.5 touchdowns is probably the best bet to make. You could play 10-plus touchdowns this season at plus 250.
Where else is the ball going? Zay Jones?
Trey McBride over the middle.
Yep. Yeah. But there's a ceiling there, you would think. But, yeah, he got a ton of targets last year for sure. Okay, that's a pretty good look. All right, let's go to Jake. Is it Illini related? I don't know. Jake, what is your 10 toes down?
I would love to say it's the Illini, but I am not 10 toes down on them this week. We'll talk about that in lightning bets, but it makes my stomach hurt thinking about that game. No, my 10 toes down is the same market, and Paul mentioned it. I think Brian Thomas Jr. just wins Offensive Player of the Year. And if we think Liam Cohen fixes this offense and Liam Cohen fixes Trevor Lawrence, you have Travis Hunter there as the number two to take pressure off Brian Thomas Jr. He's one of those guys that's down the board, 35-1. And I was looking at Jacksonville's schedule too. Like, they get Seattle at home, so they don't have to face that defense on the road. They start with the Panthers and the Bengals. You get the Raiders, dome. Texans, dome. Titans, terrible. Colts, dome. I kind of think that if Liam Cohen is everything that he's cracked up to be, Brian Thomas Jr., year two jump, offensive player of the year, 35-1. Huge dome show.
Love dome.
Let's go.
Always said that about you.
That's Brian Thomas, O-P-O-Y. All right, we're in on the year two wide receivers. The moment that everybody's been waiting for, I'll show. It's Gertz time. Gertz, 10 toes down. What you got besides
good morning, gentlemen.
Chicken breast?
Chicken breast. So, as we know, that I am the fantasy football guy on our show here, and my 10 toes down is going to be with the Los Angeles Rams. And I really hope that throughout everyone's fantasy drafts over the summer, they stayed away from every single Rams position player. Puka, Devontae, Adams, and Kyren. I'm out on every single one of them. And it really kind of all goes back to Matt Stafford's health. And we've seen what this offense looks like without Matt Stafford at quarterback. We saw the Brett Rippon experience last year, and it was absolutely awful. So I am completely out on every single Rams player for fantasy. The Ramley is officially dead, Jake. That is right. And then so relate that back to a little bit of betting. I am out on Rams making the playoffs. I am under Rams win total, completely out on everything Los Angeles Rams related. 10 toes down.
Woo! I love it. We were just early, right? I mean, that was it. Out on the Rams, we were just
one year
a little
early.
Yep.
This show is never wrong, just early in all things.
Yes. Correct. So if we go, here's what I'm thinking. As Gertz is going through that, I'm looking up the odds now. Rams last place in the West. Is that a thing?
Yes.
I mean, I hate Seattle, but I'm wondering if it's not Stafford, that could happen. Rams last place, it's plus 375. I thought he would get a better number than that.
And we know Devontae
Rams to miss
Jimmy Garoppolo, so.
Yeah.
Rams to miss playoffs, plus 125, BetMGM.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm with that. We like San Francisco. We lean Arizona a little bit more, but definitely out on Seattle for me. And it sounds like we're out on the Rams. Man, there was so much love out there in the offseason on Devontae. Like, he's dialing back the clock a little bit. I don't know. I got to see it first before I'm willing to believe it.
The quarterback, he's not even taking contact. The season starts on Sunday. So, good luck.
Why aren't we talking about what we'll break down all the games tomorrow? But maybe we should. I'm taking the Texans. I feel like that game's not talked about a ton. The market's at 3. There's one very public book that's 3.5 right now. Man, I like the Texans a lot in that game until like Stafford and the rest of them prove us all wrong.
Just in honor of 10 toes down, I may have to be clicking a little bit here on a little Raiders and Texans moneyline parlay. I think that's a decent look, and you get two small dogs that explode the odds. Because when you parlay a dog and a dog, a plus sign and a plus sign, to the moon.
I will, all right. To further back up my bet, I'll be betting some Marvin most receiving yards this weekend. I'll tell you that right now.
Oh, I like that.
I've seen one market posted, but it includes tonight, and it's at 40. So I'm not gonna do that. But they'll be everywhere tomorrow. They should be everywhere tomorrow.
My first guess was 50, as you said that. So maybe you'll be able to find that. Yeah, a lot of times they end up posting that later in our show on Friday. All right, the debut of 10 Toes Down. Each of us with a hot take with the upcoming NFL season. I like it. We'll try to make sure that we do this every single Thursday on the show. Joe O, Sammy P, you've got Bet Sweats, All right, coming up next, we've got Leighton Betts later this hour, but we'll go out to Vegas. We'll check in with our friend John Murray, find out where the sharp money is going, NFL and college on the other side. You've got the BetMGM Network.